Macmillan Audio presents Vortex by Julie Cross. Read for you by Matthew E. Brown. Prologue. March 15th, 2009. The only things that gave me the strength to pull myself off that grassy spot and walk farther from Holly were the images that flashed through my mind. Holly, sitting in that orientation, hiding the book in her lap with her name carefully written inside, her hair twirling around the pencil she was using to take notes. I had sat three rows behind her that day, today, and watched her the whole 2 hours. And even though she hadn't once looked back at me, I figured she must have known. I was staring because she rolled her eyes at me outside the building just before I got in my car. There was something both affectionate and challenging in that look she had given me. Now, repeating that day, I felt so much relief knowing I wouldn't be in that room with her, allowing her life to collide with mine in such a dangerous way. I just had to keep playing those memories over and over, removing myself from the picture in my head, and I knew I'd get through this. I'd live without her as long as I could imagine her life without me. More importantly, her life would be better without me.